Well, let's bring in someone in the forefront of the movement for marriage equality, Julie Goodrich and her partner Hillary Smith, who had changed her name to Goodrich, were plaintiffs in the case that gave same-sex couples the right to marry here in Massachusetts in 2003, the first state to do so. It was a case they launched in 2001 in large part because of their young child, Annie, who's now 19. They married soon after here in Massachusetts. They ultimately divorced, as they say, not a sticky breakup, but a divorce under law. They remained close and have followed this Supreme Court case closely. Julie Goodrich joins us now. And I know you didn't think this ruling was going to come.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen. I don't think either Hillary or I had a clue that this was going to happen. This is very, very exciting. I went to the Supreme Court and heard them argue the case. And when I listened to Scalia and Alito, I was thrown back into what it was like for us back in 2001, absolutely tortured by their comments. So to have this outcome today is just I mean, Hillary called me. She's in Portland. Annie is working at my office, and we all just called each other and were sobbing. We were so excited. You know, Hillary and I are still very close. At the point at which we got divorced, we'd been together 22 years.
Well, you said this is all about the right to marry and to divorce.
What we're looking at for couples who live in Mississippi and Alabama is the right for couples to be seen as a family unit, for both members of the couple to be seen as their next of kin, which is huge when you're talking about horrible things like hospitalizations and death.
So it just goes through the whole process
it
of
totally
life.
Does. And one of the things that always seems kind of curious to me is since we already had 37 states, it seemed kind of crazy that people had certain states that they were not allowed to travel in, essentially, and be protected, or move to if their employers moved them there and be protected. And now it's opened up a sort of a brave new world, and we'll all be able to, you know, freely move about the country with the same rights that we have in our home state.
When you and Hillary were fighting this case in court here in Massachusetts, it was very, very hard on you. A lot of backlash against you.
Yeah, we went through. We had our share of death threats and horrible mailings and flyers talking about our level of intimacy and the fact that we have a daughter and how we were harming her and all this other stuff. I mean, it was crazy.
Well, especially given that, your thoughts on putting the first paver in this road that's led to here?
Well, you know, I don't think we were the first paver. I'll just tell you that. There were a lot of people, the whole Stonewall riots. I mean, this has been going on for a very long time. And there was a case in Hawaii in the mid-90s. I mean, this has been something that couples have wanted for a long time. And so we were a part of it. And I feel really proud that the brains behind this entire thing, from my perspective, is in the state of Massachusetts, which, as we know, led the way, started with GLAD and with Mary Bonatto.
Mary Bonatto, who, of course, argued the case here in Massachusetts, and there were so many lawyers who wanted to argue the case before the Supreme Court. She, in effect, won the right to do that. She was one of those who won the right to do that in the Supreme Court.
You know, one of the things that was so amazing, Robin, is the night before the Supreme Court heard the case, there was a plaintiff reception, and a couple of plaintiffs from Massachusetts were at that reception, and we stood there looking at each other, and people from every single state in this country were represented, and no one knew about the Massachusetts case. And we said, you know, nobody knows about the Massachusetts case. It's kind of weird. And we said, yeah, but it's kind of awesome because now all these other people get to sort of live their lives and speak up for themselves. And I'm just glad that we had a part in that we won in Massachusetts and that, Margaret Marshall and her court,
the judge,
led the way.
Well, Julie, just very briefly, this has been a very rough week for some people in some quarters, from the Confederate flag, to the gay rights, to the same-sex marriage decision. What would you say to people who are genuinely afraid of this decision? They genuinely fear it. They don't know same-sex couples, and they fear this change.
you know, I would say the same thing to them that I said in Massachusetts in 2001, that those folks need to get to know our families and to understand that we're no different, that their marriages are solid as they've ever been, and that our marriages are, you know, are no threat to them. And, you know, obviously, and I'll say this to you, Robin, you know, what we've seen lately around, you know, the racial injustice that we've seen in this country, you know, there are a lot of people that are still uncomfortable with, you know, Brown v. Board of Education. And that was a long time ago. And, you know, people are just going to be uncomfortable sometimes. Not everybody's going to say, wow, this is a great idea. But, you know, we now have equal protection under the law, and that's what really matters.
Julie Goodrich, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.